Fred Film Radio from Cannes Film Festival, France.
Hello, I'm Rita Di Santo on Fred Film Radio, and this is Global Critics Cannes Voices. And we are here sitting watching the beautiful Bay of Cannes, beautiful harbor with lots of yachts. And I'm here with splendid colleagues from Argentina.
Ah, thank you very much. I'm Fernando Juan Lima. I'm here covering the festival for Argentina. And it's great to be here.
Yeah.
Great to be with you.
Oh, thank you. We started this morning very early. The first screening that we have is at 8:30 in the morning. So it's our job to be in Cannes.
Yes, but it's beautiful too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we would like to start talking about one of the moving competition from Japan, Hamaguchi. The title of the movie is All of a Sudden.
All of a Sudden. Yeah, I do love what Hamaguchi is doing. It's true that he came from two masterpieces, no? Drive My Car and the other film that was shown in Berlinale, all in the same year. And it is really difficult to do a movie in another country and in another language, even though the new movie All of a Sudden happens partially in France and partially in Japan. It's not easy to make that change, I think. And I, even though in the beginning I felt it was a little bit overspoken, this story finds a way to tell a story that it is very French in one way, because it's the first story that we can see in the screen is about a woman that works in a hospital that used to be a manicomio, the place where they convicted the crazy people in the past, and they were, it was like that, and now they are trying to do more humanistic approach to the illness. And this part, I feel it is very important, and we do find, even in this competition of in this edition of Cannes Film Festival, another movie about this theme, you know, because institutions, they did believe in institution, even though they have problems, even though there are a lot of things to change. I think French in general, and French cinema in particular, they're still thinking about saving the institutions. They feel that we can change the world believing in that. And that part of the movie connects with the Japanese world, you know, with the, when this woman finds by the street a boy that is running around, and this boy that has autism, he is connected with a philosopher that is also put in a theater piece in France. And I will not tell all the story.
The structure of the story is amazing, because we see at the beginning these old people home.
Yeah.
And we see these old people and yeah. These cares that they try to work with them. And then we saw this other, the boy.
Yeah.
I feel that, like, I think in the story, it's really, really incredible to mix these different layers of way of living.
Of course.
The old people, and then the autistic, and then here in the middle is like theater arrives, like the creative aspect of life. What can we do? Yeah. And then it's beautiful, because it's like talking about the impossible
yeah.
become possible, There are lots of philosophy that I never seen. Namaguchi is very new. This movie is in comparison to what he has done in the past.
Yeah. I think that there is more speech, and I think it has to do with the decision of making this binational movie or something like that. But what is also there, and I felt it really beautiful and really deep, is the love that he has for all the characters. You know, in this world, having the time, having 3 hours and 15 minutes to think about that, and the point is that at a really short distance, nobody's normal.
Yeah.
Everybody, all of us has the problem, the differences, the abnormalities, you know.
Yeah. And what is normality? The movie is questioning.
Yeah, and trying to live with that. And it's so difficult to be simple. And there are a lot of scenes in the movie in which there are just, I don't know, people touching their feet.
Yeah.
And you can feel that, you can sense that in your own body, because that's why when somebody can say why a movie is 3 hours and whatever long, because that's what the director needs to make you feel what he wants. It's not just saying a message. What he wants to say, maybe he could say it in 15, but getting us to this world, to these sensations, to feeling what they feel, because in that way it is great, because the movie is like it is in two parts. No, the first part is with the head, with mind, and the second part is with the body and the soul, and it is structured like that. That's why the first part in the beginning, you felt that it was too academic and people talking and even writing in a dashboard or whatever. And in the second part, it takes sense. No, that those first part, I really enjoyed it a lot, and I really cried like a baby.
It's a very long. It's 3 hours long, but yeah. I think it's a kind of movie that needs that duration, that's length, to make you not escape, to make you go deeper, to make you see better, as you said, to feel the the touching of the body, of the soul, and it's incredible, this harmony that at the end we see, because at the beginning it's very it's like objective description of the place, but then it's like many other movies about this, but it's like want to go behind the cliché, everything, every cliché about how we tell story about this, and then by the end you are inside of that community, you are with them, and it's a kind of movie that when the titles at the end, when the movie ends, you say, oh, but where am I?
No, and you know, you need time to empathize. Yeah. Because there are things that you do not want to see. You do not want to see death, getting crazy, being having problems, physical
facing
problems.
Autistic.
Of course. If it was quicker, maybe the movie expelled you.
Yeah.
I think for the moment, at the official competition is my first choice, I would say.
Yeah. Let's jump to another Japanese director. Kureda, that is like won the Golden Palm once here, and we just seen a Ship in the Box.
Yeah,
and it's again. It's like what this story is in the future, not distant future. It's set in not in the distant future, so it's like.
It's a. the theme of the moment, maybe, you know, how far would the artificial intelligence go? How far we will be living with other people? Humanoids, I don't know what how to call them, but there is a question about which are the limits of human being, you know, because the technology is so perfect that we are not that sure that maybe machines will feel in the future, and it is a theme and it is important. I don't feel this is one of the greatest Koreeda's film.
I miss Koreeda. I miss his when he put the camera and let the little child look at you, and then I miss that human kind of cinema that he used to do. That probably he made. He wanted to. As you said, it's like an ethical, very important subject at the moment. I don't know how close is to his own artistic soul.
I enjoyed it. It's not that I think it's awful, but I do prefer other films of him. I do like that he changed subject. For me, it was a surprise when he made Monster. Yeah. It's not a kind of film we can think in all his filmography, but in this movie, I felt it was okay. The idea it's okay to think about that, but he really doesn't get to the point in the end. It's okay, it's beautiful, it's a theme that we must think what will happen, but it didn't really touch me. Maybe it's a little bit cold, no? That's strange for Koreeda.
Yeah, exactly. That is like something missing that I was not expected. Anyway, I have to say, I was really looking for this movie, The Beloved, by Rodrigo
Sorogoyen.
Sorogoyen.
Yeah. In Argentina, it's Sorogoyen.
Sorogoyen.
Sorogoyen, not Sorogoyen.
Can you tell me something about this director?
He's a Spanish director. He's from Galicia. He was here before with Asbestas. It's his third film, I think. I think what is interesting, it's a story about the relationship between a father and a daughter. They haven't seen for 13 years or something like that. He's a director, movie director, and he asks his daughter, who is nowadays in his early 20s, to be part of his movie as an actress.
Yeah, I feel it's a lot. At the beginning, I felt almost overwhelmed by the shortcuts, because we have this dialogue that they haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah.
And then these shortcuts is like at least 10 minutes of dialogue with these shortcuts. And it's wonderful, because you can see two incredible good actors.
I felt the same. That's great. And you know, the camera is on their face, and the tension, you're feeling uncomfortable, because at that moment we don't even know, we can suspect the relationship between them, but we can feel all the past. And all the things that they are not said, and that's great. For me, that's the best part. As I must be honest, I was thinking all time about Spanish directors that may be allowed by the movie, because you know, it was so usual to have movie directors that were so brutal.
Yeah.
They were like dictators, and that's one of the themes of the movie too.
Yeah.
Because the powerful the character interpreted by Javier Bardem is a really strong character. He used to be even more violent, but we assist that this more subtle version of the character, and even though it is very violent.
Yeah, he's on the set and outside of the set. It's like his private life and his professional life together with the film director.
Yeah.
It's intriguing. And this daughter that I think she accepted to be an actress. She never been an actress before. And I think she really wants to get closer to her dad. It's incredible how this relationship has written the story, how the director wrote the story.
Yeah.
Because you can see how distant they are, despite they are on the same place.
Yeah,
And it's like all the movies about that, about this link, this relationship that you want to desperately.
Yeah.
They want to desperately reconnect with this daughter, but it's like she doesn't allow her dad to get closer. So it's incredible because it's about forgiveness. The daughter have to forgive.
Yeah,
and he regret.
Yeah, and you know. For me, Javier Bardem is a great actor. For me, I must think, I think about it.
Yeah.
A palm going there. But also, even though I felt it a little bit stressed or underlined or a little bit overwritten some parts, the actors are great. Javier and the actress, everyone is okay. But what is important for me that the movie doesn't have this point of view in which everything changes and they can share. People do not change. They have to understand, and they will not change. And with all the violence and all the problems, they still love each other.
That's
not so usual, no. But we are so used to the happy endings in which the people understands and changes, and that doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you this morning, and I hope you can come back.
Of course. The pressure was all mine.
We have to run. What's your next movie? What you're going to
I'm
see?
I'm going in at the Buñuel.
You're going.
I will see an Argentinian movie from 1957. It is called La Casa del Ángel.
Okay,
it's a great movie directed by Leopoldo Torre Nilsson.
I'm going to see Paper Tiger by James Gray. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Fred. 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.